the person who says, here are the imperfections and here's how I'm going to work with them, is going to be the higher performer. The mindset that liberates you to not have to be perfect is also the mindset that leads you to more success. It's a win-win. You let go of the pressure of having to be good at everything. You find acceptance for the things that you aren't as good at, and you create bigger success because of all the flexibility and confidence you created through that process.
Welcome to The Art of Speaking Up, a podcast that helps professional women access the limitless potential that lies within them. I'm your host, Jessica Guzik, and my mission is to help you find that spark inside you that has the power to transform your career in ways you may not have thought possible. I'm so excited that you're here. And now, on to the show.
Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here and for tuning in. My name is Jess. I am a New York Times featured podcast host, a prior corporate executive, and currently I am a coach for women who work in the 9-to-5 and corporate space. And I am here to help you and to help professional women everywhere build confidence, find your voice, and really thrive as you rise up into leadership in your career. If you are someone who is really ambitious and you want to prove to yourself that you can accomplish really big things and you want to become more confident and more sure of yourself in your career, you are in the perfect place. And in fact, you're in the perfect episode because today's episode is all about believing that your existing skill set and your existing capabilities are enough. So many people struggle feeling like they aren't capable, questioning themselves, thinking that other people around them are better or smarter or more skilled or more talented or just have deeper capabilities. And they feel like the talent and skill that they have isn't enough. And this causes them to feel really, really insecure about how they're able to show up and perform in their roles. If you experience this, and if you want to powerfully move through this and develop confidence and resilience that supports you in leading and executing powerfully, this is the episode for you. Because the truth is, you don't need to become perfect at everything, and you don't need to do a drastic overhaul of your resume and your skill set and your capabilities in order to become a super powerful leader and a super strong voice and a super high performer. And in today's episode, I'm going to show you that so that you can start seeing and leveraging the capabilities that you already have in order to create really incredible results in your professional life. Because part of the problem with thinking that you need to know more and do more and that you need to chase more skills and that you're not capable is that it has you chasing all of these skills and all of these shiny new things. And when your energy is put into that, your energy isn't focused on what's right in front of you, which is the problems that you're solving day to day in your job at work and all of the ways that you can create value and really powerful results at your company. So today, I want to help you shift from feeling like you're not capable and doubting yourself to believing that you have everything that you need to create really exceptional results and moving forward powerfully from that solid belief in yourself. So we're going to do two things in today's episode. One of them is one of my absolute favorites, which is I'm going to share an analogy to really help you open your mind and become more open to the idea that you might just have enough skills, enough talents, enough capabilities to really create success in your role and in your career path. We're going to share an analogy designed to help you make that mindset shift to believing in yourself just a little more deeply. And then after I share the analogy with you, we're going to get into some practical examples and practical action steps to help you figure out exactly how to take what I'm sharing with you in this episode and implement it day to day so that you can continue to grow your confidence in your own capabilities. I don't want you to just get a boost of confidence and a temporary surge in confidence from listening to this episode. I want you to take what you're learning with you and implement it during the week so that confidence can keep on growing. I'm so excited to dive into this. I feel so passionately about this topic. So I'm probably going to get really excited in today's episode, and I can't wait to dive in. Before we go down the rabbit hole together, I want to share one super quick announcement, and I want to tell you about a super valuable and free resource that I created to help you grow your confidence and really up-level your professional development. And that free resource is the Art of Speaking Up Free Resource Library. The Free Resource Library is an on-demand digital library, and it is filled with bingeable video courses, audio trainings, and ebooks, all designed to help you elevate your confidence, develop your communication skills, and really accelerate your path to leadership at your company. Some of the most popular items in the Free Resource Library include my ebook, The Smart Ambitious Woman's Guide to Assertiveness in the Workplace, as well as my executive communications video course, Speak Like a CEO. These are just a couple of examples of the ebooks and worksheets and courses that you'll find in the free resource library. Everything in there offers you either a tool, a framework, a tangible learning, a mindset shift to really help you thrive in your career. If you are ready to dive into those resources and deepen your own development, just head over to jessguzzikcoaching.com/free resources or click the link in the show notes. And at the very top of the page, you will see the button to click to get access to the free resource library. Like I said, that's jessguzzikcoaching.com/free resources or click the link in the show notes. Okay. Let's dive into deepening your belief in your capabilities, and let's get into an analogy that so perfectly helps me express what I really want to express to you. And this is just a message from the bottom of my heart because I have gone through this journey myself. I have gone on a really profound journey of thinking that in order to be confident, I had to be perfect and I had to eradicate all my flaws and be really good at everything. And when my confidence really took off is when I stopped believing that was true. And I started believing that I could create really awe-inspiring results with the exact messy, imperfect skill set that I had. That's when I actually started to feel real confidence. And that's also when I started to create bigger and bigger success in my professional life. And if you are someone who's a perfectionist and maybe you want everything to be perfect, this episode is going to be really, really important in helping you see that perfectionism and trying to be perfect so that we can finally feel capable is actually not the most effective way to grow your confidence and be really effective in your career, and that there's a better, more liberating, more sustainable way to create confidence and success. So let's dive into it. Here's what I want you to imagine. I want you to imagine two good friends, Amy and Beth, and Amy and Beth are both graduating from culinary school. You know, I love restaurant analogies and food analogies. They're graduating from culinary school. They're moving to a new city together to kick off their respective careers as restaurant owners. And they're such good friends that they decided to lease restaurant spaces that are right next door to each other on the same exact block, literally neighbors. And Amy and Beth both have a goal of opening up a restaurant. Now, lucky for them, their restaurants are going to be focused on very different types of cuisines, so they're not going to be in competition with one another. But when Amy and Beth get to this new city, and when they finally lease their restaurant property and they're ready to get started, they're both super stressed out and disappointed because they discover a lot of roadblocks and obstacles that are getting in the way of them opening the restaurants that they envisioned. they discover a couple things. First is they discover that the properties that they've rented to build their restaurants in are super damaged, and the condition of those properties isn't good, and it kind of looks like they need a lot of work and a lot of renovation to be ready. They weren't anticipating that. They really wanted to get their restaurants operational so that they could start getting the business going. They also discover that this new city that they moved into doesn't have a super robust restaurant supply chain. So they had these wonderful visions of what menus they wanted to create and what ingredients that they would need in order to bring those restaurant menus to life. And when they looked at what type of like seafood and ingredients they actually had access to in that city, it was super limited and didn't at all meet the needs that they had based on those menus. Now, Amy and Beth each responded to this set of obstacles in very different ways. So I'm going to tell you what Amy did, and then I'm going to tell you what Beth did in this fictional scenario, and then we're going to talk about what this means for you and your growth and your professional development. So Amy wanted her restaurant to be perfect. She wanted to stay consistent with the exact vision that she had in terms of what this restaurant would be. So Amy decided that she was going to spend several months fully renovating the interior of the property so that it looked exactly the way that she envisioned. And she was also going to invest time and energy figuring out how to get access to ingredients outside the city and figuring out how to establish a supply chain for herself that would allow her to create the menu that she originally envisioned. And she gets started on that. She starts on the renovations. She starts on figuring out the supply chain, and she gets real busy doing that. Okay, Beth takes a different approach. So what Beth decides is, okay, this property has some issues, but I don't want to spend months and months and thousands of dollars renovating. So I'm going to get creative, and I'm going to figure out how to redesign the interior so that I can work with the space that I have and get it functional and get it looking good in a shorter amount of time. So I'm going to be super creative. Maybe instead of painting, I'm going to do wallpaper. Maybe I'm going to have less of a minimalist style and more of like a decor-heavy atmosphere so I can cover up some of the flaws in the property. But I'm basically going to work with what I have to make it look good rather than renovating the entire thing. And Beth also decides, I'm changing my menu. This city doesn't have access to all of the ingredients that I thought that I wanted. So I'm going to create a menu out of the ingredients that are local to this city. And this is going to be a different restaurant than I originally thought, but I'm going to get it up and running. And what happens is, within a month or two, Beth's restaurant is up and running, and there's people inside, and they're eating and drinking and laughing, and her restaurant is operational, and it's filled with people and vibrant energy, and it's making money. It's operating as a restaurant. Meanwhile, Amy is still working on her restaurant. Her restaurant is nowhere near opening. She's busy renovating. She's busy figuring out the supply chain. She's busy trying to get it in better condition. And as the months go by, Beth's restaurant becomes really popular. People start coming back. She's having a lot of success. And then finally, 6 or 7 months later, Amy is finally done with all the renovations, and Amy's ready to open her restaurant. And it's opening day for Amy, and she looks at her property that she put all this work into and says to herself, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. Like, I put all this work in, and now I feel too tired to even run this restaurant and really sustain what I've created. And so what happens is, as the months go on, Beth's restaurant continues to operate successfully, and Amy burns herself out and ends up closing down her restaurant. So I want to talk about this analogy and what this means for you, because I think it's a really powerful way for us to change our relationship with the expectations that we hold about ourselves and our skill sets. So the first thing that I want us to explore together around this analogy is, who's the better restaurant owner? Is it Beth, who got the restaurant up and running quickly and operational and who sustained it? Or is it Amy, who had everything perfectly to a T, but took months to open the restaurant and couldn't sustain it? Well, I would argue that Beth is the better restaurant owner, even though Beth's restaurant had a lot of imperfections that went into the process of creating it. Beth's entire restaurant was built on a foundation of flaws and imperfections. And instead of trying to reverse and fix all of the flaws and imperfections, Beth decided that she was going to work with them to create the outcome she wanted. Amy, on the other hand, insisted on covering up the flaws and imperfections and erasing all of them, but that consumed so many resources that it delayed the opening of her restaurant and made her super tired from all that effort and too tired to really continue on and sustain the operations of her restaurant. And you can probably see where I'm going with this. When I think about you and your career, and this is true for all of us, you are both the restaurant owner and you're also the restaurant property. In other words, just like Beth and Amy bought these restaurant properties and had to deal with all the imperfect circumstances that came up, similarly, you have a certain skill set and your skill set isn't a perfect restaurant property with everything ready to go. Just like those properties were imperfect, your skill set is imperfect. This is not unique to you. Everyone's skill set is imperfect, right? Just like any restaurant location would be imperfect. Yeah, maybe Beth and Amy could move to a city that has a more robust food supply chain, and maybe they could rent properties or buy properties that were in better condition. But then the rent would be much more expensive, and that would impact their business model. So there's no such thing as a perfect property. There's no such thing as a restaurant property that is the most amazing price and beautifully renovated and has access to every single ingredient. It's a trade-off. We live in a limited, flawed world that is filled with imperfections, and us as humans, we are part of that flawed world, and we too are filled with imperfections. And when it comes to you and your career, you have a decision that you get to make. You can either approach your career like Amy and decide that everything needs to be fixed and perfect before you can open shop and open your restaurant, or you can be like Beth and you can look at the imperfect assets that you possess, your imperfect skill set, and you can figure out how to create something exquisite out of it. And even though we can so clearly see in this example that Beth is creating more results, Beth is being the better restaurant owner. If we measure the success of the restaurant based on whose restaurant is actually a profitable restaurant with customers coming in and dining, Beth is the stronger restaurant owner. And yet most of us, when we are first struggling, and I know I certainly did this, and I'm so glad that I stopped doing this because my whole life has changed as a result, but most of us initially approach our confidence building and our careers and our professional development journey like Amy. We're too scared to open the restaurant messy and imperfect, so we spend a lot of time and a lot of energy trying to fix things. And the problem is, just like Amy slowed herself down and didn't get as powerful results because she was so busy fixing things, similarly, in your career, when you get really fixated on trying to be perfect and erase every flaw that you possess, you slow down your execution. Whereas when you're willing to be more like Beth and you're willing to say, okay, I'm not perfect. There are some traits that I have that are imperfect, that are flaws. I'm going to figure out how to move forward right now, given that that is part of who I am. When you do that, you create stronger results. And those results that you create, you created them without exhausting yourself, and you created them without demanding perfection of yourself. That is what makes you a more effective leader. You figured out how to cross the finish line, how to score the goal, how to create success without having to go through extensive lengths to attain perfection. Just like Beth creates more business from her restaurant, Similarly, an employee who treats themselves like Beth treated the restaurant and an employee who is flexible and adaptable and resourceful, that employee is going to create more success and more results for their business. The person who says, here are the imperfections and here's how I'm going to work with them, is going to be the higher performer. And this is so important for us to see because perfectionism is a sneaky little biatch. And when we are engaging in perfectionism and when we're doing what Amy's doing, it really feels to us like we're going to create better results. And I bet you that Amy, when she was in the thick of renovating her restaurant and in the thick of going through all this trouble to make it work and to set it up, I bet you she thought that her restaurant was going to be really successful. I bet you that she thought that she was on the smart path, but she couldn't see that it wasn't sustainable. She couldn't see that it wasn't workable. She couldn't look right next door at Beth's restaurant and say, oh my gosh, like there's people in here. It's working. Maybe I can do this another way. And you might have had moments where you see other people around you who are creating success and you realize they're not as smart as you thought they were. They're not as perfect as you thought they were. And you realize you've been holding yourself to way too high a standard. Those are the moments when you're proverbially like Amy and you look next door at Beth's restaurant and it's successful, even though Beth isn't perfect and the restaurant isn't perfect. And you experience this cognitive dissonance where you had this initial belief that you needed to be perfect and you can't be flawed in order to be successful. And then all of a sudden, you encounter evidence that that's actually not true. And it starts to boost your confidence because you realize that maybe you do have what it takes and maybe you can figure this out and maybe you can do this. So what I want you to take away from this, and we're going to talk about action steps and some examples to make this really tangible for you, to really give you some clear takeaways. But what I want you to take away from this episode is that when you feel that you lack a certain capability, you can decide how much of a problem you're going to make that. You can either decide this is a huge problem and I need to become perfect at everything, or you can decide this isn't a problem. I'm going to find a way to make it work. And what this does is you learn how to create success without having to be perfect. You learn a new model for creating success. It is a model that departs from the perfectionist model, and it is a more flexible, agile, self-compassionate model that allows you to be messy and imperfect and human. And the wild thing about all of this is it's also the model that leads to more success. Sometimes we can create success being a perfectionist, being like Amy, but it's very hard to sustain because it's very, very exhausting, right? So maybe Amy could have like really pushed herself to just keep that restaurant running, but she would have been so tired and not enjoying it and not feeling joyful. And Beth would be in it for the long haul. So I want to show you that the mindset that liberates you to not have to be perfect is also the mindset that leads you to more success. It's a win-win. You let go of the pressure of having to be good at everything. You find acceptance for the things that you aren't as good at, and you create bigger success because of all the flexibility and confidence you created through that process. So what I want to do is I want to share with you three examples of places where you might encounter this dynamic so that you can recognize it and start practicing making this shift I'm talking about, making the shift from Amy to Beth. So the first place you might experience this is when you're in meetings and conversations and you feel like the other people know more than you. You feel like they're smarter than you. They're more experienced than you. And you start to feel not enough. Now, the Amy approach to that situation is to say, I can't contribute in these rooms until I know more, right? I got to fix the restaurant. I got to get the best ingredients. I'm not opening the restaurant. I'm not going to be a part of this conversation until I have the same expertise. I want you to catch yourself doing that. And I want you to flip to the Beth way of doing it. And I want you to say, listen, this isn't perfect. I don't know as much as anyone else. I'm missing some information. But how can I make this work with what I have now? I don't have all day. I can't wait months to open my restaurant. How do I figure out how I can create value with my imperfect skill set and my imperfect set of knowledge? And when you push yourself to ask that question, you will find answers. And when you find answers, your confidence will grow because you will see that your capability to add value was deeper than you thought it was. So that's the first one. The second place this shows up is when you're job searching or seeking out a promotion or trying to figure out your next role. A lot of times when people do this, they get into this very Amy-like mindset and they're like, I need more skills. I need a better track record. I need to do better before I can go for that job, before I can ask for that promotion, before I can get in the role that I actually really want to be in. I want you to reverse that and say, how would Beth approach this, right? Well, maybe I don't have the perfect skill set. Maybe I don't feel 100% certain about this promotion. But what if I just decided that I was going to make it work with whatever I have now? What if it's okay that I don't check 100% of the boxes? What if my goal is to learn how to create success without checking 100% of the boxes? And the last example I want to give, and this one is so important, and when you embrace this, your entire career will change. This was what changed my career. It was profound. But the third way this shows up is in your thought leadership and your willingness to step up as a leader, your willingness to put forth new ideas, your willingness to suggest new initiatives, your willingness to be proactive in taking a stand for what you think is best for your team's mission and your company's mission. A lot of times we think, I'm not going to put my idea out there. I'm not going to put that suggestion out there. I'm not going to share that suggestion or idea with my boss. I'm not going to do any of that until I feel more confident, more certain, more ready. I'm more sure that it's the quote unquote right thing. That's a very Amy way of approaching that. I want you to approach that like Beth and say, okay, I have an idea. It's not perfect. I don't feel 100% confident about it, but how can I put forth my idea and make that work and stand behind it as it is? And when you're willing to do things messy and act like Beth, you make a stronger impression. People see you as a leader and your confidence grows and you're not building it on this shaky foundation of perfectionism. You're building it on something sustainable. So if you take anything away from this episode, I want you to take away that there's nothing outside of you, like there's no objective score outside of you that's going to tell you that your skill set is enough. You make the decision that it is enough and you prove it to yourself through your creativity and resourcefulness. That's literally what leadership is. That's literally what makes people effective. They're not effective because they have more skills. They're not effective because they have more knowledge or they read more books. They're effective because they're like Beth. Whatever rental property they get and whatever obstacles they encounter, they make it work, they get results. And that's honestly all your company needs from you is results. They don't need you to be perfect. They don't need you to be some polished Barbie-like pageant queen who doesn't have any human flaws and imperfections. They just need you to get the restaurant up and running and get some customers in the door. And you can do that as you are right now. So go out and do it. And thank you so much for tuning into this episode with me. I am so honored that you're here. And if you're new to the show, I'm really glad that you discovered it. I hope you love it. And feel free to say hi to me. I will drop my contact information in the show notes. And one last reminder to get access to my free resource library. If you found this episode helpful, you will find the free resource library 10 times more helpful because it is filled with so many resources, courses, audio trainings, all designed to help you grow your confidence, elevate your executive communication skills, and really grow yourself as an employee and as a leader. You can grab the free resource library by tapping the link in the show notes or heading over to jessguzzikcoaching.com/free resources. Thank you so much for being here, and I will most certainly catch you in next week's episode. Bye!